Artist Brian Rush won a nationwide contest to create a work of art on a wall alongside Stadium Boulevard across the street from the University of Michigan football stadium. He calls the project Levin. It's comprised of 2,000 lightweight metal abstract leaves designed to flow across the wall and inspire those who see it to rise and come up.
It's about the idea of the growth and improvement or change of this place, of this area.
The artist spent several weeks recently drilling thousands of holes into two concrete walls on Stadium Boulevard with a combined length of about 700 feet.
So there are about 3,000 holes that we have to drill into the concrete. So it's pretty intense. It takes quite a bit of effort.
He says it's been a creative yet noisy experience.
I'm wearing earplugs, so it's not so bad. Yeah, we've got our drills, we've got the cars, we've got our generator from time to time. So yeah, it's pretty noisy, but it's not too bad. Sometimes you have to deal with, the environment while you're creating works of art in the public space.
Rush recently wrapped up the installation and explains the intention of his design.
The pattern of Levin is intended to look sort of like vines creeping or crawling across this new wall. A lot of the inspiration for the design of the project came from the wall that used to be here before they did all the street improvements. There was this really, what I assumed to be, a fairly old stone wall.
And how should people feel when they see Levin along Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor?
Well, it's a challenging project because people pass by this mostly at high speed, right? They're going in their car. And so the pattern, although you might not be able to perceive it as much as you're walking along the sidewalk, it should feel like a flowing of these plates, these leaves across the wall as you're moving past it.
I asked the artist, originally from Oregon and recently based in New York, what was it like to install his major work of public art across the street from the iconic Michigan Stadium, also known as the Big House?
You know, it's not ominous at all, although that M is very, very large. It's great. You know, we see people all day walking by the stadium to visit it kind of as a tourist attraction. And there seems to be a lot of love and compassion for the place from what I assume are alumni and fans. And so it's really nice to be working in that environment.
And Brush said he's very aware of Ann Arbor's artistic reputation.
I am aware of just how artsy Ann Arbor is. And it's been a wonderful treat to be able to create something in that kind of cultural environment, I guess.
And in return for his delight, Brush hopes the community is equally pleased by his public work of art now installed on Stadium Boulevard.
The project's most unique quality is the way that it's intended to reflect light. So especially in the early morning hours, the project is really, really beautiful when it's catching the golden light from the sun. And these folded plates that are tilted slightly upward catch that reflection, so when you're moving along it, it kind of looks like it sparkles.
But the artist says it's more of a side sparkle, so it won't be too distracting to motorists passing by or cause a slowdown in traffic. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.